So chapters 1 through 12 deals with the judgment of Judah. Chapters 13 through 23 deal with judgments against the other nations. Since God wasn't dealing so closely with those other nations, giving them prophecies about the Messiah, we don't see a whole lot of prophecies of Jesus there. You can read that in your own time this week. But all I want to point out to you is every nation around Judah was also sinful. And our nation is not an exception. We are a sinful nation, and we can only be saved by a sinless Savior. Chapter 16, verse 5. I'm just going to read a few verses, and then we'll close. This will be the conclusion. 16, verse 5. In love, a throne will be established. In faithfulness, a man will sit on it. One from the house of David, one who in judging seeks justice. That's Isaiah 16, 5. And spreads the cause of righteousness. We're looking forward to that kingdom being established. So that's why we pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes. Come, Lord Jesus. As you read this passage, these passages, you'll see many days referred to, many times where it says, the day of the Lord, in that day. There's coming a day of judgment, and the question I want to leave you with is, are you ready? If you were to die tonight, and you stood before God, as the Bible says, after death, it's appointed for a man, once to die, and then comes a judgment. Are you ready to face God on judgment day? Is he angry at you still? Or have you found peace with God? That's between you and the Lord, and no one can make that decision for you to repent and be saved. It's your decision. Repent or perish. Turn or burn. Put your trust in Christ or trust in your own goodness to save you. But in the end, you'll see that only Christ can save. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one will come to the Father but through him. So next week, we'll look at chapters 24 through 39. And let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for giving us your word. We respect and honor your word because it's truth. You spoke beforehand so that we may know that it's from you, that we may know that Jesus has come to take away our sin. We put our trust completely in you and your finished work on the cross, redeeming us from our sin. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your wrath on him instead of us, Lord, so that we can be saved from your wrath, saved from hell, saved from sin, saved from the devil through Jesus Christ. We give glory and honor to you now, and we pray that you would help us to live this week in a way that would please you, Lord, not just coming to church Sundays and worshiping you with our lips, but worshiping you with our lives, with our hearts.